Lots of people ask me, what is the most important thing when it comes to dating? And I say the most important thing when it comes to deciding if you want to date any woman is to quickly find out who she is. Now, one of my favorite ways to do this is to get her talking about herself, but in a conversation that you direct. In this episode, I'm going to give you three crucial questions that you can use to direct the conversation on the first date with a woman so that you will learn some very vital information about her that will help you decide if you want to date her again. Conversation is key when getting a woman to open up to you. You want to demonstrate a sincere interest in what she is saying and respond as an active listener. You want to give her feedback and ask her questions that lead the conversation deeper, especially when talking about the things she's interested in. A question I like to ask women on a first date is, quite bluntly, what are her interests? What does she like to do? Does she have hobbies? I particularly like to ask the question, so, where are you from? Why did you move here? And I know that this question in particular is going to get her to open up about her career, and I can really take that deep because odds are something that she's passionate about is going to be her career. Now, getting into conversation with a woman does require that you know a little bit about her psychology and how she thinks. I get that a lot of guys, that this is really a hard hurdle for them to get over, so if you're facing that same hurdle, I would like to help you get over it, and you can apply to work with me directly in the link in the description in the show notes below. When it comes to dating a woman that I'm learning about for the first time, I really like to ask the question, so, what books have you read recently, or what current events have got your interest right now? Now, the reason I like this question is because it lets me know she is active in her own life. I want to know that she's on top of current events in the news, and I want to know that she's always interested in developing herself as a person. And I'm going to put it point blank. If she doesn't have a good answer for this question, it's a big, major red flag for me, because I know that someone who is not trying to make consistent improvements in themselves and not on top of current events is probably not going to be a good fit for me. You want to find somebody that's going to be a good fit for you. One more question I like to ask with women on a first date is this one. Now, bear with me, because this one's going to seem a little strange, but there is a method to the madness, I promise you. And that question is, what is your favorite video, and if you could be a character from that video, who would you be, and why would you be her? Now, again, this goes into her psychology, because I know she's going to pick someone not solely based on their looks, but also on their personality, and it's going to be personality traits that she admires about that character. For example, oh, I would be this person because she's strong and courageous, or oh, I would be this person because she's smart and authentic. From this, I can gauge the kind of personality traits that she values not only in herself, but also is looking for in a great potential partner. When talking to a woman on the first date, the key is to find out as much as you can about her as possible. Asking things that get her to open up about herself, like her hobbies, her passions, what she likes to learn about in life, and even something as simple as her favorite movie character can really give you an in-depth perception of who she is as a person. From that, you can decide whether you want to continue dating her and even find out what she is looking for in you as a dateable option. Connecting with her on this level can make all the difference in the world to her, because she wants that connection, and you get to see her for who she is, and you could even get the added benefit of having more and better dates with her. Again, I know I've talked a lot this episode about psychology, and that is one of the primary, in fact, that is the primary principle that I do coach. And if you're interested in any of that coaching, I do have the option for you to apply to work one-on-one with me in the show notes in the description below. And that's a tip for this week. If you like the tips you hear on the show, then don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share with your friends, and leave a comment. If you're listening to this on podcast, then please leave a 5-star review and comment. That's how you can help the show to grow, and the more it grows, the more great content I can keep bringing you. As always, get out there and ace it!